And the way I parse it is I talk about cyber sins and cyber sinners. So let me just rack up the sins. There's the most prominent one out there, and that's just raw stealing your stuff. It's cyber espionage. It's done for state purposes. It's done for commercial purposes. It's done for criminal purposes. And then there's cyber activity to disrupt your network, to actually not just steal your material, but actually make it more difficult to use your own infrastructure for whatever purposes you've built it. And then finally, and this has been rare to date, but it's going to become more common, it's to use a weapon comprised of ones and zeros to control someone else's network, to then use that control to create not cyber damage, but to create physical damage. And the poster child for that, obviously, is Stuxnet in the destruction of what Iran can only describe as their critical infrastructure. So those are the sins. The sinners are state actors, criminal gangs, and then a third group, it's very hard for me to define, fairly amorphous, the disaffected, all right, those with perhaps difficult to understand and even more difficult to satisfy demands. Okay. And blessedly, if you look at this taxonomy of sinners, the most competent are up here at the state level, and then criminals, and then this third group, and that's good. I mean, states can behave badly, but states have to be aware of consequences. And criminal gangs can behave badly, but that's essentially a symbiotic relationship. They're a parasite, and it's an odd parasite in nature that gets a kick out of killing the host. Okay. It's the third group that's least capable now, but may actually be potentially more destructive. And what I fear is as the tide comes in terms of cyber capability, this third group begins to acquire capacities that in a period of time that's not long, not measured in decades, but perhaps in a few years, begins to acquire capacities that we now only associate with criminal gangs or nation states. And then you've got the financial services institutions. Can you imagine a more iconic target in terms of capitalism and things that we believe in than those groups? Right now, I think the high water mark is what you described, Governor, and that's what in my mind is a state-sponsored distributed denial of service attacks, series of attacks against American banks to degrade their networks. And my money is it's the Iranians' attempt to prove that there are consequences in the cyber domain and that they can exact some punishment. So they've conducted massive distributed denial of service attacks against financial institutions that have been severe, that have been costly, that haven't quite broken the threshold of nuisance yet. But the worst is yet to come.